You're listening to WSIU, your NPR station. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Coming up on April 6th, the Neighborhood Co-op's annual Feed Your Neighbor 5K. It's a run-walk event, and it's benefiting the Good Samaritan House in Carbondale. In studio with us are Amy Dion, who's the coordinator of the 5K and also brand manager at the Neighborhood Co-op, and Patty Mullen, the executive director of the Good Samaritan House. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So people are probably at least a little bit familiar with each of your entities, but Amy, tell us a little bit about why the co-op is sponsoring this, what you're hoping to do with the 5K.
Sure. So this is an annual race that we put on. We actually started in 1999 producing this race. It was actually called the Nutritional Run. Last year we switched it to, the Nutritional Run was actually held at Evergreen Park, and we switched it over to our backyard, Turley Park, and called it the Feed Your Neighbor 5K. And our goal was to help our community, and the Good Samaritan does so much for this community that they were a perfect fit for, you know, what we were looking to do.
Not everyone is probably familiar with all the things that you do, Patty. There is not just a homeless shelter, there's also a soup kitchen and a food pantry, am I right?
Yes, correct. We have five programs, so we have an emergency shelter, a soup kitchen, which not only serves the people of the shelter, but also serves anyone from the community who's hungry. We also have a transitional house, which serves veterans and people with disabilities. We have a soup kitchen and a food pantry, which are both of our food programs. And we also have an emergency assistance program, which pays people's rent or utilities and a vast majority of other things. And that program is to keep people in their homes to prevent them from becoming homeless.
What needs are out there? A lot of people, you know, may take a look at that and say, well, gee, I don't even know how to get started helping. And we'll get to how they can help through this Feed Your Neighbor 5K. But what needs do you have at the moment?
I think a lot of clubs or groups can host food drives and collect canned goods. Recently, I can think of in the past, the Boy Scouts do an annual food drive for us, which brings in a huge amount of food for the food pantry. And that's an example of a way that really helps get the food in. It saves the time of the employees and the volunteers of the program going to the stores to go out there and get the food because they bring it to us.
Sure, that Scouting for Food program I know is a huge help across the nation. Amy, what are you hoping that people will get from this run in terms of awareness or things like that, and what are you hoping that they'll bring in terms of helping out the Good Sam?
Sure, so this is, you know, it's a fun event. We're trying to get people healthy, so come out and run. That's why we're doing a 5K. But we're also just wanting, like Patty said, bring awareness to the needs. You know, the holidays, a lot of people give, you know, you see all the commercials and all the push, but it's the off seasons that people don't realize that need is still there. So we're just trying to bring awareness that, you know, just in our region here, what the need is, and that money that comes in is going to go straight to Good Sam's. So, you know, I've got a great team of women that are out there knocking on doors, getting donations to get that support to make this race, you know, a fun, successful race. And that way, anybody who signs up, that money goes straight to Good Sam's.
And all of that registration is information is available at neighborhood.coop.
Correct. And we also have an event page on Facebook, too.
So you can look that up,
yes,
as she said, on Facebook. Again, it's Friday, April 6th at 6 o'clock at Turley Park in Carbondale. It's professionally timed by the River to River Runners, which is a fairly well-known organization.
Correct.
In the running circles in this region. It seems to me that a grocery store like the Neighborhood Co-op would be uniquely attuned to the needs of the hungry in this community. Is that one of the reasons that you chose Good Samaritan?
Yes. You know, we're all about good food, quality food. And we just think that, I mean, you just see it. There's a need. And I think as a grocery store and just a business in the community, we have the opportunity to help out. And so it's just a perfect fit for our values.
More information, again, at neighborhood.coop. Patty, I know a lot of people worried about not-for-profit organizations, social service agencies during the budget crisis that came somewhat to an end last year when the state passed a budget. The need is still there, though. I'm sure the financial burden is still there.
Yes, and we went 2 years with no state money. And then we received our grants, and then the budget was passed. And I think at that point when the budget was passed, people thought everything's okay, but we're still struggling. We still need a lot of monetary donations to keep the programs running and food donations to keep those feeding programs running.
Sure. You can help out in a small way, at least coming up through the neighborhood co-op's Feed Your Neighbor 5K. It's again April 6th, that's Friday, at 6 o'clock at Turley Park. More information on Facebook at facebook.com/Carbondale Co-op or go to neighborhood.coop for more. Amy and Patty, thanks so much.
Thank you.